present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Thank you. Welcome once again to the program where we play some of the games that give children a bad name. And that's the most understandable remark that you'll hear on tonight's program, which features a contest between those prematurely aged children, Graham Garden and Barry Cryer. And those precocious youngsters, Timbrook Taylor and Willie Rushton. And we're starting right away with a game called Sounds Familiar. I'm going to play an extract from the voice of a well-known person or persons, and the teams have to guess who it is or who they are. In fact, very straightforward. If they can't guess it the first time, I'll give them some more, and then if it's very funny, I'll play the whole thing all over again. And as a final help for you teams, let me tell you that not all these extracts are of well-known people. We're going to start now with Graham Garden, and here's your extract to identify.
Could I hear it all again?
There isn't time.
No.
Can you hear a little bit more of it?
These are real, are they?
Yes.
These are real.
These are real. Oh. I think it's umph.
I think you could be right. It's Humphrey Littleton.
It sounded like him.
You think it's me?
I say Humphrey Littleton, well-known jazzer.
Deviating from my normal fluency.
You don't sound like yourself now, but the
Let's see if Graham's right. Can we hear all of it, please?
But just one brief preliminary question.
It's Frosty Poos. Right.
Who?
I thought he was dead. Oh, well, well, well.
Yes, you get a mark for that, Tim.
The global
video. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Bad luck, Graham.
Those who remember David Frost, please stand up. Come and think of it, if you remember David Frost, you can't stand up.
Right. Okay, Tim, now here's your voice to identify, please. Listen carefully, Tim Brooke Taylor.
That sounds like three geriatrics, or the goodies, as we call them, pretending they're pop singers. They sound like the Funky Gibbon, doesn't it? Whoop, whoop,
whoop. Give them another clue.
Another clue, please. No, it's not the goodies, there's applause.
Don't think you're going to get it right. Can we hear all of it, please?
Two and a half fully grown men. Oh, dear.
I'll have to give you that one. I'll have to give you that one. It was, as you thought, today in Parliament. Now then, Barry.
Still
Barry,
available
here's your
at all
voice
good record
up.
Shops.
Listen carefully.
Ow!
Ow! That's, how? That's Chief Sitting Bull realizing what he's just sat in. Or Marcel well. On his day off.
You're very close, but I think you'll need another. Can we give him another clue?
Howl.
Part howl, he's actually saying, isn't he?
I don't know what he's saying.
But it's a Lewis Carroll type noise. It's an actor. It's an actor doing
possibly, yeah.
Lewis Carroll type things. No, says Graham. King Lear, says Graham. No, I mean, I've just thought of King Lear. It's Gielgud, Sir John Gielgud.
And an extract from what?
Sir John Gielgud in Drop Your Knickers, Elsie.
Drop Your Knickers, Elsie, no.
Subtitled.
Lear, it is King Lear.
It is
King Lear. Thank you, Graham.
Let's hear all of it and see if he's right. Let's hear all of it now.
How?
Oh, of course.
How?
Yes.
The Funky Gibbon.
Very good. Very good. So that's a mark for you, Barry, assisted by Graham Garden, so you lose the mark. And Willie Rushton, will you identify this voice, please?
Take away your coolers!
has religious overtones. It's Rod Stewart clearing the Archbishop of Canterbury's throat.
It's a hell of a jump.
Could be the Vienna Boys Choir's voices breaking.
I don't think you're taking this seriously.
Seriously, doesn't he?
It's an ugly moment at King Farouk's funeral.
Which one of those are you going to do?
He was alive.
The last one.
Bad luck.
The last King Farouk.
Let's hear a little bit more of it and see if he can get it from that.
Arthur! Clear your leash line! Give away your risen bangs! He's put your halyards! Take away your tunic!
Nautical terms.
It's Zulu in space.
No, I'm sorry, it isn't. Errol Flynn in The Seahawk.
Oh.
You remember that fine old movie?
Yeah. Oh, that's about the most boring thing I've heard for weeks.
Getting on that way. Yeah. Teams, this is the point where I give you advance warning of the late arrivals that you'll be announcing later on in the programme. And this week, we'll be asking for late arrivals at the broadcasting ball. Oh. Late arrivals at the broadcasting ball. We're going on to the round, which is called Suitcases now, and I'm sure you'll all be delighted to know that the teams are going on holiday. And for reasons that are too complicated to go into, they have to pack their suitcases entirely with objects beginning with a letter that I shall give them. The other team can challenge if they think that any of the objects will have difficulty fitting into a suitcase, and the packing team will then provide suitable, far-fetched explanations as to how they intend to cram them in.
The actual round is shorter than that.
Okay, you should know exactly what's going to happen now. So I think, Tim and Willie, you'd better start packing your suitcase with objects beginning with Q.
Queen.
There's a challenge from the other side, but as my machine here wasn't switched on, I don't know which it was. Who was it?
I cannot tell a lie. It was Barry.
One of you challenged.
I challenged.
Your challenge?
What did you say?
I said, a queen.
I lie. I said the
queen.
Is that a reigning queen or a harpazoned queen?
It could be a chess
queen.
No,
objection. That objection is overruled instantly. So
could be a chess queen.
Carry on, Drank Tim queen. And Willie.
A queen.
What?
That's the other sort of queen.
Coits.
What?
Repetition. Wrong program.
Challenge from Barry Cryer.
Repetition, hum. Two queens in a suitcase.
No, we've gone on to... The challenge was too late. We'd gone on to coits.
They can't have the same object twice, hum.
We'd gone on to coits.
Heaven forfend.
All right, let's play coits. I'm fed up with this round.
Right. Quink, Tim and Willie, continue. You're still in the running.
Quink, ink.
A quango.
There's a challenge from Graham Garden.
You wouldn't get a quango in a suitcase.
A very small quango.
How small?
Fair enough.
Good radio.
Okay, Tim and Willie, continue. No.
Quarter of a pound of mints. Quarter of a pound of humbugs.
Oh, dear.
The top row of my typewriter, the QWERTY oop. A quantity of socks.
A quantity surveyor.
A...
Someone to look at the socks.
A cue. For billiards.
A challenge.
Q, C-U-E, in the billiard stroke snooker sense, but Q of persons.
No.
Surely not.
There's a little model Q you can get. Yes. Tourists buy them.
What do they represent?
An Airfix Q.
Why would you have a... an Airfix Q?
Little people waiting for a Hornby train. It's a...
Exactly. And what wonderful trains they are.
I like that.
I'll accept that. Because
I'll withdraw my objection.
A quadrille. Just instructions on how to, in case four of us get together and can't think of anything else.
A quire of paper.
A spare quarter deck. I'm going P&O.
I said there's a lot to be said for Cunard as well, you know.
No, Cunard doesn't begin with Q.
Doesn't it?
No,
it it's QE2, though. A model.
These are models. Ah.
Okay, carry on.
All those people out there that play Scrabble will be going, why doesn't he say...
Graham Garden.
Why didn't he say it?
Yes, I'll uphold that.
All right.
So you win that round. Would you like to play a round yourselves?
No.
Yeah, I think.
No.
In the hope that we can get it moving along a little bit faster, we'll ask Graham and Barry to pack a suitcase now, beginning with the letter J.
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 A J, a bird, easily accommodated in a suitcase.
Some juice.
There's a challenge there from Willie Rushton.
How many Jews?
Four, but to you three.
Right.
That's a straight
okay,
Dennis. Notice that.
Jangle box. Small, portable, easily.
Don't justify it unless you get challenged, please, or we'll be here all day. There's a challenge, Tim Brooke Taylor.
I just wanted to hear him justify jangle box again.
Yes, would you justify it?
Oh, you can get these little jangle boxes. Oh. I can tell you later, Tim, where you can get one. There it is.
Objection overruled, carry on.
Jacaranda.
Jigsaw.
Julep. Mint of that ilk.
Jape book.
What?
Jape book. Listen.
Jumbo. Jumbo. Packet of safety pins. Jigsaw.
Challenge from Tim Brooke Taylor.
Two jigsaws. They can't be allowed.
Well, our two queens can play them.
Yes, absolutely. I oppose that challenge.
You are.
In point of fact, I didn't tell you because I wanted you to carry on, but you were disqualified minutes ago because if you pack a jacaranda, you're infringing every customs regulation the world over. And you'll be reported. Right. Here we have a round called Censored Songs. I'm going to ask each of you to sing a song, and during the song it will be your task to censor by means of a buzzer any words you consider will outrage public decency or frighten the horses. Now, then, you're going to sing these in duet, and Barry and Graham, you're going to sing the first one. Your song comes from the Frank Sinatra songbook.
Next time you're found with your on the ground, there's a lot to be learned, so look around. Just what makes that little old ant think he'll that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't a rubber tree plant.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me with my you're laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite. Is your less than Greek? Is your a little weak when you open it to? Are you smart?
When
that piano's down.
When somebody you, it's no good unless they you all the way.
Hit it.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you, I'm such a happy. The moment that you, I wanna go play hide and I wanna go and bounce the just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across the meadow, picking up lots of. Oh.
Well, if audience response is anything to go by, Graham and Barry, you've won.
I wish we could have. We'd have a Nelson Riddle.
I'm quite willing to accept.
Anyway, Tim and Willie, you'd like to sing a song, no doubt. And your song, your words come from the Johnny Mathis songbook.
This time we almost made the fit. Didn't we go? We've only just begun to. People hope, are the luckiest people in the world.
Isn't rich
Are we a pair?
Me here at last on the ground.
You in mid. Send in the clowns. Isn't bliss?
Don't you approve? One who keeps ing around.
One who can't move. Where are the clowns? Send in the...
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I
you? On a clear day, rising around you, and you'll see who you are. On a clear day, on a clear day, you can forever and ever.
That was the praying, Mathis.
And judging by audience response, Tim and Willie, you've won that one. So we go on now to one of our favourite rounds, the ad-lib poem. I give the teams the first line of a poem, and they have to take it up. When I press my buzzer, which goes like that, then the next opposing member of the team has to take up the poem. And we go around like that. Here's your opening line, and I'm going to ask you, Barry, to start this one off.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yes.
She lay on the beach at Bognor, revealing her naughty bits.
She lay on the beach at Bognor, revealing her naughty bits. Yeah. Then suddenly realised the sun had gone in and she'd got the shivering fits. So, hearing the groans all around her, she rushed off the beach in a trice.
If you think that gooses get pimply, you should see the state of our mice. When the frost is in the skirting board, I don't refer to Dave.
We've already heard his voice today, and that was rather grave. This lady from Bognor, inside she did rush, and went to the bathroom for an hour. I'm kind.
Where she wanted to sweeten up, because she was feeling sour. Oh. That is a play on words, you said.
Lying
not
through
so very
teeth.
Witty. You're not so very witty.
So, sorry, where did we leave that?
Oh, clever clock.
As if I cared.
Sorry. That's it. Fair enough.
I didn't know where the pick-up point was due to the appalling diction of my predecessor. I'm sorry.
I think the people at home can decide that. Shall we just hear
what they have to say? Would you repeat the line? Yes, repeat the line.
Come in, Taunton.
For his benefit.
I've forgotten what it was.
Thank you, Hum. Can I hear that line? I'm sorry.
Witty was the last word.
No, Scansion, knowing him. Witty. Then realised...
He said wittily.
Then realised she'd washed all herself except one portion, so pretty. She picked up the soap and decided to lather herself all over again.
Great Scansion. Terrific Scansion.
Then she looked up and discovered, aghast, the bathroom was full of men. The Treorchy male choir had popped in just then to see if she could tell them.
He accuses me of Scansion.
What's the rhyme?
What's the rhyme?
Them.
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 Them. Them. So the Treorchy male voice choir coughed up a bit of phlegm. And burst into a chorus of...
Yes?
Any requests?
How about La Boheme?
I think we'll call it a day there.
What particular day is that, Hum?
Choose anyone you like. That was very, very good, teams.
Tuesday.
We're going on to play that family game, which everyone knows, and therefore I don't have to explain the rules. Mornington Crescent. Mornington Crescent.
Straight rules.
And we'll have straight rules again, yes. Willie, start. You won the last round, hands down.
Right.
Straight rules, is it? Don't you get excited. No, I'm going to say, I got this one pretty well sorted, I have to warn you. Bloomsbury Square.
Oh, yes, you have.
Euston Square.
Oh.
Blew that one, didn't it?
Sorry about that.
Sorry, Russell Square, I suppose it's got to be.
What?
Russell Square.
Three squares. Bayswater Road.
No, is it Crescent, you fool?
Why?
Three squares.
After
the straight
three
put in a crescent. Yes. You put in a crescent.
Bayswater Road.
It isn't.
Not after three squares.
Dearly me, his mind's going.
I'm sorry.
If we had the anti-clockwise rule, you might have got away with it, but not. Okay, Willie Ruskin wins then. Round of applause for Willie Ruskin.
Thank you.
I can never be accused of being a good loser.
Champion for this week. Sorry, you said something, Barry.
I was going to say I could never be accused of being a good loser. I just didn't agree with that.
You're a lousy winner, don't
you? You can see me afterwards, but I mean, that is my judgment on the matter, and it stays there.
Oh.
And we're now going to ask you to provide me with some misleading advice. I'm going to ask the teams to do their good deed for the day and give me some misleading advice that they might give to a tourist along the lines of, have you tried the echo in the reading room of the British Museum? You might even like to go along lines which improve on that, and I hope you do.
Cool.
Right. Timbrook Taylor, you're going to start.
For some extraordinary reason, most of the guidebooks leave out Cricklewood. Or I might say, you can go by car if you like, but it's not a long walk to Stratford.
I think I would say you must try the open-air loos in Trafalgar Square. or when the organ starts in Westminster Abbey, the first couple on the dance floor win a prize.
Willie,
if you have kids, don't miss the Battersea Fun Fair.
Graham?
What?
Oh, how about...
help yourself to the free gifts in Harrods. Or possibly hire a donkey and join in Trooping the Colour.
Two lots of applause for you, Graham. You're ahead of the... Now, we're going to ask you to go ahead now and introduce the late arrivals. And let me remind you, teams, that these are late arrivals for the broadcasting ball.
Straight rules.
Straight rules.
Oh, what a lovely young lady over there. Thea Chers.
Oh, an elderly lady over there. From the Your Way family. Dawn Your Way.
Oh.
Oh, you remember
out.
Her.
Oh, from the dear old days of 2LO. Hello, hello. Here comes Alexandra Paris, who just laid Lord Rees.
Oh, we're in gossipy mood, are we?
Yes.
Alistair Cook and Lettuce from America.
Mr. and Mrs. to quite a lot of radio, and their daughter, Alison, to a quite a lot of radio.
She's the cat's whisker.
Oh, excellent.
All the way from the States, will you welcome Buck at bedtime? He knows his own business best.
And sharing the same flight from the States, Mr. and Mrs. Street from America, the streets of San Francisco. All right, then, Mr. and Mrs. Pie and their daughter Meg Pie.
With her fiancé, Henny Questions.
And Carla Television.
Oh, a nasty moment. A nasty moment. The rather menacing Hertz family. Killer.
Oh, yes.
And Mugger.
Oh, here's a drunken Viking. Lars of the Summer Wine. Oh. Oh, dear. The lisping son, Nathan Wide.
And all the way down from Bonnie Scotland, Mr. and Mrs. Dwarrold. And their little son, Wee Ken Dwarrold.
And you're with his
her
chum.
Sister, Tamara. Look, there's an answer.
And that splendid fellow, Capital Ray Dio.
Not that splendid. Oh, there's another Nathan. Oh, Nathan shall speak Peace out to Nathan.
Well, Willie Rushton, having put his team in the lead now after that round.
Oh, there's Freddie Knight's music night.
Oh, yes. And Mandy, night at eight.
And there's Jack Hanori. Not to mention Michael Fish and his place, Cool.
Another late cover from Scotland, you and the night in the music.
And also, Mr. and Mrs. Few Minutes the Weather and their daughter Ina Few Minutes the Weather.
Who's getting our clothes down?
Enormous service will be resumed soon.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is where we come to the end of Sorry I Haven't a Clue and their son from Israel, Haim. Sorry I Haven't a Clue. Which puts me in the lead. And until next time, goodbye.
Barry Pryor, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke Taylor, and Willie Rushton were being given Silly Things to Do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Geoffrey Perkins.